Case number 12,585, Daryl and Naomi Spurlock seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115-42, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northeast side of Blue Teal Road within the Swan Keys subdivision. The 911 address is 37018 Blue Teal Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 497. The applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. We've received two letters of support, one letter of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
If you would, please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Daryl Spurlock, 37018 Blue Teal Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Thank you.
Naomi Spurlock, 37018 Blue Teal Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi.
We'll give you the floor now.
Okay. The reason we're here tonight is to seek variance for the setback of 5 feet for our structure. The structure is a structure in order to, it's twofold, in order to have rain not rain on us when we're out there grilling. The second reason is to provide a barrier from smoke. Our neighbors, as you can see in what we filled out before, the smoke comes across where our houses are very close together in Swan Keys. It's about 10 feet apart. And our neighbors sit and smoke a lot every weekend when they're there. And the smoke comes across into our backyard. And the reason that we wanted this structure was a barrier. So my husband has asthma, and we did present a letter from his doctor saying he should be not be in any kind of smoky environment because it could cause an asthma attack, and he would need to go to the hospital or seek medical advice. So those are the two reasons, to prevent rain and to have a barrier from smoke. We had a professional build this for us. The letter that Mr. Cox had written says two things. He was concerned about the damage that might come from the runoff of the rain from this structure. The reason, we have a rain gutter, which will prevent the rain from doing any kind of damage. And we have the gutter, it goes straight down and it goes away from his property. It doesn't go on his property at all. So that address is, you know, that concern is addressed. Also, he was concerned about the view. There's a 5-foot setback of the structure, so it does not block his view of the water. There is a picture that was presented in the information. He does have a view from his backyard to the water. And like I said, our structure is 5 feet back from the water. All right, there is one letter that I wanted you to make sure that hopefully that you've seen and read. It was the one from Debbie Loso. It was one of the neighbors. That was submitted just a few days ago. May I read it to you, or have you all read it?
Is it this one right here?
Yes.
We have that.
You have that. Okay, so you've all read it.
There's three letters that we have here.
Yes.
Four letters. There's one from the two of you. There's one from Kurt Watkins, MD. There's one from Debbie, and I can't read the last name.
Loso.
Loso. And then there's a letter from Mary Ann and Peter Saparosa.
Yes. The one I wanted to make sure that you read was the one from Debbie Loso. It states our views. She captures it very well. So I just wanted to make sure that you had read that. The one from Kurt Watkins, that's Daryl's doctor, proving that he does have asthma. And that's one of our concerns. Since the structure is there, we have had a much better outcome. We're able to use the outside structure now. Before that, every time they were there, we weren't able to go outside and sit outside and be on our back porch because of that.
There are five criteria for a variance, and you've answered a couple of our questions in this variance.
Okay.
Could you go through number one? You don't have to read the uniqueness of the property, or if you have that packet.
I do. It's right here.
Could you read your answer to number one and then some of it you're going to repeat with number four and number five for us?
Certainly. Number one, the house is 5'9" off the property line. Neighbors are about 5 foot as well. The neighbors are heavy smokers. Daryl has asthma and cannot sit outside. The structure helps block the smoke. And number four, the structure is not visible from the road. It's semi-permanent. It's held down with four bolts. There is no runoff to the neighbor's property. And the gutters collect and deposit into the canal. And number five, it is at the property line. The minimum variance is to allow the structure to remain in the current location.
Thank you. Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
So this is right on the property line?
It's on the property line, yes. Mm-hmm. There's really no other place to put the structure. The back area is very small. And if we want to put it on the property line because if we'd have to move it, that's a pathway up the side of the house. And we wouldn't be able to walk up the side of the house if it was moved or in any other place.
Okay. So the picture in the packet that shows the back of the structure with the gutter that you presented.
Yes.
I'm assuming that the fence is your neighbor's fence?
Correct.
Did you have a permit to build the structure?
We have one now, yes.
We didn't when it was being built and completed, no.
Okay, so you have a valid permit?
Yes.
You said you didn't have one when you started it, or?
Right.
Was it reported, or what transpired there?
You mean the violation, it was reported?
Okay.
Yes, it was reported.
Okay. After it was complete.
After it was complete. We had a professional do this, and we just assumed that everything was taken care of.
Sure.
That's why you pay the big bucks to have somebody do something, so we're not really sure what happened there, okay, to be honest. And after the fact, it was reported.
Who was the professional?
Norman Hood, contractor.
He has built other things for us. He built a porch, which he did get a permit and a variance for. So we just assumed everything was taken care of.
Did you assume that he had gotten a permit? Or did you ever discuss with him getting a permit?
We assumed.
Well, yeah, we assumed.
I know. It's the wrong thing to do. But
did you ever ask him about whether or not a variance would be needed for this project, or did you ever have any discussions with him about that?
We did not really talk about that, no.
And how do you spell his last name?
H-O-O-D.
Okay.
Okay.
Does it overhang, does the overhang come onto the neighbors at all?
No, it does not. So any runoff that would be from the slope of the structure, it would go into the rain gutter, and the rain gutter is...
Which goes to the canal?
It goes to the canal, yes. It's, and it's not on his property, it's on our property.
The overhang is on...
The overhang is on our property, plus the runoff, the gutter.
Is on our side.
Had you discussed with your neighbor before you built it?
No, we did not. We didn't see our neighbor at all.
We don't see our neighbor.
Until Memorial Day, and this was done before Memorial Day. So I don't really even know how he even saw it, because he was not down here at all until after the fact. So I'm not really sure how he saw it.
He was here for the July.
Yeah.
Right, well, he saw it after the violation was presented.
Yeah.
Is there a homeowners association approval in there?
We don't need that anymore. We, that has been disbanded.
They don't do that.
They don't do that anymore.
For some reason.
Was the construction, was the contractor able to construct this without being on the neighbor's property, or will any improvements or repairs for this? Would you be able to access it without being on the neighbor's property?
I'm not sure of your question.
Yes.
Okay.
When he built it, or when he...
When he built it?
Yeah.
There was no damage done to the neighbor's property.
But just to be able to get to it, you know, with it being right on the line.
No, you don't have to go on the other side of that fence.
No.
I don't understand the part of where it's semi-permanent. How is that built, or what does that mean?
Semi, the contractor put semi-permanent because it's, you can move that, but it's screwed into the concrete. There's a concrete slab there. It's bolted into that. You can move it if you have to move it, but...
The reason we don't, because... There's nowhere else to put the structure. That's why it was put where it was put. And it's working very well, because the smoke doesn't come onto our property anymore, and that's very helpful to Daryl.
Was the concrete slab part of the project, or was it pre-existing?
Pre-existing.
That was pre-existing. That was already there.
So the builder came in, the slab was already there, and he put like some kind of fasteners to attach it to the existing concrete?
Yes.
Question for the county, I guess. Chicken and egg between the permit and the approval of the Board of Adjustment.
The permit is actually they've submitted for the permit. We haven't actually issued the permit pending this decision. They submitted for both the variance and the permit the same day.
And that was
after they got the violation.
That was done in May of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. And when was this constructed?
The date of it?
Mm. What was the month?
April. I'm not 100% sure. I think it's April.
Or May.
Or May. I don't remember exactly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is this your permanent residence?
It's our permanent residence. We've been living there for about 2.5 years now. Mm-hmm. It was a summer home up until 2.5 years ago.
Okay. Thank you.
And we're trying to do, you know, improvements inside and out.
Further questions from the board? Mr. Sherwood?
So, did you have any discussions about the smoke problem with your neighbors prior to building this?
No, we did not. We didn't want to be the kind of neighbor that complained, and we just took it upon ourselves to be, we just went inside when Daryl had a problem. And it was, both of us were summer residents for a long time, but now that it's our permanent residence, it's a different story. We're out there all the time, and we just wanted something to be done with it.
So I'm a little confused when I look at the photo.
Okay.
because I see the structure and it looks like there's, it looks like it gutters and there's an overhang, and I can't tell if it is right up on your neighbor's fence or if there's a bit of a gap between where this is and your neighbor's fence.
There is a bit of a gap.
Can you explain that for me? Okay.
Yes.
So in looking at this photo right here, I'm guessing this is yours.
Correct.
Right.
And this is the neighbor's fence?
Yes.
Right. Is that right?
Yes.
So neighbor's fence is shorter.
Yes.
Okay. Did you look at building a fence that would be as tall as the structure there that would potentially block the smoke?
We did not.
The,
didn't think of that.
The thing is that we not only wanted it for the smoke barrier, but we wanted it for an overhang for our grill. So when we were out there grilling in the rain, we grill all the time, summer, winter, fall. We wanted some kind of protection from the weather, sun, rain.
Well, I mean, I guess the thing that I'm looking at here is, and I can understand that, did you look at something more temporary, such as like an umbrella or something out there, rather than building a structure that would overhang this garage area or this grill area?
No, we didn't.
Going back to the smoke issue, do you believe that just a taller fence there would provide you relief in that regard?
I don't think so.
This structure does a very good job.
Well, it's not my question. My question is whether just the fence, if you had a fence of that height, because I believe you're allowed 6 feet, is that correct, Ms. Wood,
right
there?
Yes, up to seven, actually.
A 7 foot tall fence.
Okay.
Would a 7 foot tall fence provide you the appropriate barrier from the smoke?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'd say no.
Now, I note here in our record that you had obtained a variance in 2006 for the house.
Yes.
Did it not strike you that building something on the property line like this might require a variance prior to building it?
Again, we left it up to our professional.
Contractor.
We didn't really think about it. That was, 15 years ago?
Did you look at any other options that might give you the relief that you're looking for without building something right on the property line?
We didn't really think of anything that we could put there that would block the smoke. And again, we wanted some sort of roof over our head for the grill.
Do you have access to the roof and the side on where your neighbor is to be able to, if you had to power wash it, if you had to be able to clean out the gutters, if you needed to replace a panel on it without stepping onto your neighbor's property?
Yes.
So you do have that capability?
Yeah, we could do it from the side. The structure's not that wide. We could do it from either side.
But, okay, so you'd be able to do that without going onto your neighbor's property?
Yes.
Okay. Even though it's right on the property?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we would.
All
it's
right.
Not a problem.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Further questions from the board?
The one view looking sort of towards the front of it, is that a 7 foot fence that runs in between your house and your neighbor's house?
There's a 6 foot fence.
6 foot, and then it sort of steps down?
Yes, yeah. It steps down.
That's our neighbor's fence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He built that.
Yeah. The thing is, the deck that's on their house is raised up. What would you say, at least
4 foot,
3 to 4 feet. So in answering your question,
right,
the 6 feet, I don't really think that would, it would keep the smoke from coming over.
Yeah.
The neighbor's deck is 3 to 4 feet up?
Off,
yeah, on
yes.
The back of their house, they have a screened in porch, that's where they congregate.
Yeah, it's up off the...
It's at least 4 foot.
Yeah.
The picture that you have that has the grill in it that's facing kind of that neighbor's yard off to the left. Is that the deck that you're referencing? It's in the corner.
Let me look at that. Are you talking about this picture? That
yes.
One? And, well, I'm sorry, what was your question?
The deck that's 3 or 4 feet off the ground, is that deck?
That's the one, yes, on the left-hand side, and you can see part of the porch on the...
That's behind the lean-to. But most of it's hidden by that picture. Their deck, their fence. You can see it right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's elevated. That's another reason why the 6-foot fence might not work.
Further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application?
Debbie.
Would you like to speak or just in favor?
No, I sent a letter in, so that's fine. Okay. I live across the street at 37017.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, if you wanted to come up and share that, you'd have to come up and be sworn.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone present that is in opposition to this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12585 for Mrs. Spurlock for the requested variance pending a final written decision based on the record made during the public hearing and because the unique physical conditions is that it's narrow and a close proximity to a raised deck at the neighbor's property. Due to such physical circumstances, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The exceptional difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Motion, do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Voting no.
Mr. Corman?
Nay. I feel the applicant created the situation.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for Mr. Warple's reason statement.
And I vote yes for the reason stated. So with a vote of 3-2, case number 12585 has been approved.
Thank you.
Next case.
Case number 12586. Timothy Goucher and Mary Alice McNamara seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115.34, 115, and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Bell Road within the Bayview Park subdivision. The 911 address is not currently available. Their zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, map 20.11, parcel 65. Applicant's requesting a 9.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure and a 10-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement. There has been an average front yard setback determined of 25.29 feet. And we have zero letters of opposition, zero letters of support, and one mail return.
Okay.